Good day, October 26th. Today is the day that we intend to make it to Bissau. That's the capital of Guinea-Bissau. Well, that's an intense journey because we had heard of it being somewhat rough, and it's 283 kilometers. Plus, we have to leave the Gambia, enter Senegal again, then leave Senegal and enter Guinea-Bissau. So it's a tall order day, but that's the intent, and let's just see what we can do with it. It turned out that the roads in the Gambia, the main roads, are quite passable, and as long as traffic is not stuck, you can do okay. The Garmin equipment that I'm using helps out most of the time, not all the time. So that helps us get to places more easily. You can see the route that you need to take. So the first border wasn't any big issue. Was all pretty civilized and straightforward. So then it is a matter of the Senegal roads, where of course then you get a bunch of police stops again. It's the police, the gendarmerie, and whatever else, whoever else wants to stop you. Most of the time it's a bit of a conversation, and if you have a good attitude about it and not too rushed, it's generally an okay thing. At one point, there was a person that insisted on seeing the medical kit to see what was in there. Well, we can accommodate that. Anyway, the challenge, of course, is the roads in Guinea. We had heard a little bit about that, but nothing compares to what it is. There is a lot of places where there was pavement at some point. Some of it is left. And when you have holes in a paved road that are like half a foot wide and 30 inches deep, you don't want to go over that real fast. That is ready for breaking axles or whatever else you can break. So it's a really slow going thing. Quite often there is a track next to the paved road so that you can avoid all those holes and still move along pretty fast. At some point there were even some really, really big holes with filled with water, like big water things. We were able to get through those okay, and I heard later from another friend that one car ended up getting stuck in there. So that doesn't always work out too well. Then you get to a place where they charge toll. Well, it turned out the toll was for a bridge, and that happened two times, 500 CFA. And that's then, of course, less than a dollar, about 550 CFA. That's Central African francs west for $1. Feels a little strange to be driving that rough road and then have to pay a toll. But then, of course, when it makes sense for the bridge, I just hope someday soon they get the road in order as well. That would help them tremendously. Then quite often you have to go past a truck that's stuck or in disrepair or being repaired, or anyway, you can figure it out. So eventually we made it to Bissau, but it was in the discomfort zone because we weren't able to do it all before dark. We were going to stay in a hotel again, the Hala Hotel, which is a really big place. And we ended up not finding that on the first round, getting into some pretty murky streets and eventually making it there. Then, of course, it was made good that there was a pool there for the next day, so a nice swim was okay. It was supposed to be a pretty fancy place, and there was a lot of aspects about it that made it not so fancy. Anytime you try to get something accomplished is interesting. It's never the same. And then there, of course, is Wi-Fi. Does the Wi-Fi work on the main floor only? Does it work at the pool? Does it work in the restaurant? Where's the restaurant? Does it work in your room? It's just an endless thing of questions that need answers. We did make use of the restaurants in the hotel, since it was late, and that's certainly a convenience. You don't have to go looking for a place. But the mode of travel will change a bit after Johan will be leaving by the end of the month, and then it'll be a different story. But for now, that's been a really, really fun way to go. So fortunate we did make it to Bissau in time, with about an hour's worth of darkness. It's the limited light on the Land Cruiser that makes it a little harder, as well as the blinding lights from motorbikes, mopeds, cars, the whole nine yards. My goal to not drive in the dark, but occasionally life happens. Thanks for coming along. I'll see you tomorrow.